What's up, everyone? I'm Joe Lemon. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Sales Culture Podcast, the Real Value Exchange Podcast. I'm doing a couple different shows here if you guys haven't caught on. But either way, thank you so much for tuning in. And I want to pack as much value into this quick episode around leadership. So I've been reading this book called Scaling Up, and it's really like a book that's based off the Rockefeller principles around management. And it's really for companies obviously trying to grow, trying to scale. Hence the title. But one of the principles in the book that really got me going is how leadership needs to predict. And now when they talked about it, it wasn't so much that leaders have to be like this Nostradamus type of person, but they definitely have to be, you know, at least minutes ahead of their competition or weeks ahead of the market. So they have to have a jump on people so they can make faster choices, try to differentiate themselves. They always got to be able to kind of at least be a little bit out ahead of the actual pace of what's happening around them. So I thought that was really interesting, because one of the factors that they use to really help leaders become better at making choices quicker than actual competition is to try to get in more data, which makes a lot of sense, obviously. So the process for it was, I think, one of the best ones I've heard. So if you're a smaller company, obviously less than 10 people, what they recommended was just getting out in the field. Like, that's the best way to go about it. Get on the front lines, get some information from your customers directly. What's working, what's not working, what should they stop doing, what should they start doing, what's missing in the market. I mean, and just having those honest heart-to-heart conversations, even whenever someone doesn't do business with you, so you can figure out how to improve, whatever that may be. Sometimes it's a lot more than just it costs too much or it was missing this little feature. It could be a lot of different market dynamics out there. So trying to glean those jewels is something that's really crucial for smaller businesses. But you can do that if you're like a solopreneur, or if you're, you know, a small company, less than, let's say, 5-10 people, whatever it may be, and you can get out in the field and have those great conversations, have those heart-to-hearts. But as you begin to grow, especially when you get to that 15 plus, 20 plus range, where the company that I'm working with right now, that's where we're trying to scale up. We got to lay out some scalable infrastructure. So starting to get the people that are dealing with the customers every day, whether that's the frontline salespeople, or whether that's that could be customer service people, that could be, you know, whoever's dealing with the actual people that are paying you and keeping the lights on. One of the ways to simply do that is, again, just lay out a weekly meeting. And I thought it was the best thing to do. Well, a weekly meeting with the people that are having those conversations with your clients and asking them, what should they start? What should they stop? Trying to ask them, you know, what's working, and trying to get the honest feedback. But if you can create that atmosphere for them to kind of open up and just tell you exactly what's on their mind, I think, and I'm going to try this and let's see how it works out type of deal. But it, to me, it seems like one of the best things that I have been doing. So with Sales Culture, obviously, I'm solo. It's just me here. So I'm going to have conversations with people that we're pursuing of what's happening in the market and really understand that. And I got to tell you, podcasting is a good way to kind of go about that as well. But more on that to come. It's a great way to go about doing some market research by having interviews later on that. But you know, having a scalable infrastructure was one of the best things I heard as you grow up. Because whenever there's challenges throughout the whole company, they can always be traced back to the upper management team. And, you know, a lot of people complain about wanting their own business, or they complain about their actual management team. But, you know, at the end of the day, if you're not at the top of the org chart, it's not up to you totally. You can always push it up. I mean, that's just what happens. It goes up, and it really is their fault. You know, whoever's at the head of the company, it truly is their fault, because they hired the person or they didn't fire the person. So that's on them. But you know, it's one of the things that I think that this piece of the book did a great job of is talking about how data relates to leadership. Something that's kind of blew past me before. And in summary, you know, once you're small, don't be afraid to get on the front lines. Matter of fact, it's mandatory to get on the front lines. And as you grow, don't be afraid to ask the people that are on the front lines what's working and create an atmosphere for them to be honest with you. And of course, once you become a behemoth, then you can just, you know, buy your own big data, and then you'll have your resources there. But guys, hopefully you guys enjoyed this little quick segment. Hopefully it was valuable for you. If you did, please drop me a voice note. Let me know it's working. Otherwise, go to Twitter or go to And matter of fact, just go to Twitter. Just go to there. I'm at Joe Alex Lemon, and I would love to get your feedback, and I would love to hear if there's any other things that you're looking for, or some other topics that we're missing. Either way, it's always great to connect on that on Twitter. So from that standpoint, guys, appreciate you guys tuning in, and please subscribe for more episodes.
Struggling to connect with buyers in an overcrowded, noisy sales landscape? Today's buyers want more than a spray and pray email blast. Launch a podcast and collaborate on content with people that matter most in your industry. Learn more at salesculture.work.